In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not fair. Children usually have a strong sense of right and wrong, and they're usually quick to speak out if something is not fair. How many family quarrels start that way? He's got more ice cream or more chips or a better toy than I have. If you've got brothers or sisters, you know all about this. That was the problem between Esau and Jacob. Even Jacob's name, which comes from the word akef, which means heel. That's heel in the thing on the end of your foot, fersa, not the other kind of heel. It seems to indicate that the younger, by a few seconds, will always be a hanger-on, the one who comes second. But Jacob didn't see it that way. Change the grammar a bit, and you get Yaakov. He will grab hold of. Which is precisely what Jacob did. He tricked his brother and grabbed hold of his birthright, his position as the firstborn son. It's not fair. But what was not fair? That Jacob outwitted his brother? Or that being born a few seconds later made so much difference? Or that the father and mother had favorites and treated each child differently? Whichever way you look at that story, there are plenty of reasons to say it's not fair. But then sometimes life doesn't seem fair. Wednesday is the only day off I have in the week. And what did it do last Wednesday? And the Wednesday before? Yes, rained all day. But we can think of worse things than that. Why do bad things happen to good people? The honest, hard-working father with young children loses his job. The young woman, married less than a year, is killed in a car crash. In fact, I was visiting someone in hospital recently and we talked about that. Why is it that some people get ill? It doesn't seem fair. And so on, and so on. It's just not fair. How many times have we said that? And come to that, Jesus' story about the man sowing the seeds doesn't seem fair either. Here he is, working hard to grow food for his family. And yet look what happens. What with birds, poor soil, bad weather, he does not get the crop that he had hoped for. As happens in many parts of the world today, where global warming, misuse of the environment, unfair trade practices, all of those rob poor farmers of the chance to feed their families. Or then again, think of when we have put a lot of time and effort into doing something, learning for a test at school, making a special meal, training for the World Cup, and we don't get the result we'd hoped for. It doesn't seem fair. When Jesus told the story of the farmer, I wonder what the people listening made of it. Did they sympathize with the farmer, thinking it was not fair that some of the seed had gone to waste, along with all the farmer's hard work? Did they also hear that some of the seed did produce a good crop because it had fallen on good soil? I don't suppose they thought about Jacob and Esau, but let's just go back to them for a moment. And we shall hear more of their story over the next few weeks. And we find that Jacob too had to put in a lot of time and effort farming, looking after sheep and goats, And it didn't seem to do any good, because all that happened was he ended up having more work to do. But in the end, everything came right. He had grown rich. Esau kept his inheritance. It was what we call a win-win situation. And that's what God's harvest is like in the kingdom of heaven. Nothing has gone to waste. Everything is turned to good effect. Let everyone with ears listen. Let everyone understand. Let everyone who says it's not fair find ways to make it fair. Because that is to work for God's kingdom. Amen.